Many scientists have theorized a multiverse, and meaning a presumed universe full of multiple alternatives. It assumes for every person there is a possible alternative you can make that actually occurs but in another universe, and that is assuming there's an alternative to our world and universe, and we are not living as an alternative ourselves to a different version of us. And what I mean by that is we're assuming that we're the original version, and whatever we do, if we decide to comb our head with our left hand, then in another universe there's one of us combing our head with our right hand, and we're assuming that the one out there combing with the right hand is the alternative, but they could be the original and we're the ones doing the opposite of what they're doing. And my statements are not scientific, because even with science they've said what they think and they theorize. And, you know, until it's proven, it's still science, it's still theory. But these are just my thoughts about it. And one of the arguments against the multiverse is that there would be consequently one individual who thought to contact themselves from the other universe. So, you know, if there's alternatives to everything, there's the alternative here where we can't contact ourselves. So there must be one alternative out there that can contact us through time travel or space technology somehow. Another argument against is that a person would give themselves help in some kind of way with the time travel by giving themselves money or telling themselves, you know, certain things that would occur in the future or past. And another argument is that wouldn't there be a multiverse where a multiverse doesn't exist? Since there's all kinds of alternatives possible, there must be a possible universe where there is no multiverse. Another argument is that a universe that has major catastrophes could be occurring, and a universe either expanding too much or collapsing on itself. There could be a universe where a person is of the opposite colour, sex, race, height or weight that they were born. Could be a universe where the good that occurred in your life is now the opposite and a bad thing happened instead. For an example, if you won an award for football in that game now in the alternative world, you would actually have lost the game. There could be a world where there was people that were poor and they're now rich in that universe. But I find it hard to believe that for every decision I make, there's an alternative or another world where the exact opposite has occurred, because it's too many worlds, too many universes, basically. Like if I wake up later than I should, and so the alternative world is where I wake up on time. There's a world where I scratch my head and one where I don't. You know, the list is endless. If there was a multiverse, then where does God fit into that equation? Are scientists saying God doesn't exist, but maybe possibilities, or he doesn't exist, and somehow a big bang occurred in many different universes? Or started from one universe and kept occurring through other universes. Scientists also put forward the fact that we could be living in a game, virtual reality, of ourselves, and how would we know if we were? This is based on the fact that we rely on our senses to tell us what is real, but there are many other senses we cannot utilize or are aware of. We know of a small amount of dimensions compared to what we can actually, you know, pick up. Molecules or matter appear solid, but when looked at close enough, they are not connected. And as usual, I ask for thoughts and opinions and for you to share. Okay, so I've just seen something extra to add to the multiple timelines kind of multiverse blog that I've put. And it's called quantum science. Apparently there are these futures that are already there but lay dormant until we make the choice. So that is similar to what was put out there before by people, which seemed a bit hard to contemplate with all different scenarios happening, from, you know, you scratching your head with your left, scratching your head with your right. It's too many different scenarios. It suggested too many different possibilities. But apparently, in this one, everything's dormant until you make that decision. Which seems kind of reasonable as a scenario, or to play out in a film, rather than having all those situations there already. There's an